Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, Cable Radio Network, and, of course, Transformation Talk Radio. And, of course, behind the scenes, running the magic of all this in radio is Benny. Hello, Benny.
Hey, good day, Christine. So where are you? We should probably give our listeners an update for today's show.
Well, you know, I'm not in the studio, and I'm not, you know, on a landline. I'm on my cell phone in an office park halfway between my home and the studio. You know, Benny, I had another one of those days when I just thought, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to come in today. And maybe I should do it from home. And I thought, no, it always sounds better. You know, I love seeing your face and interact with you, and, you know, directly. And,
I love my face, too, so I like to see it every morning. So I love
it. It's easier to shave that way.
I know, right?
So, you know, but no, did I listen to that voice that said, just stay home? No, I didn't. I got in my car because I looked at the traffic report. It's like, oh, it's all good. It's all good. I get in my car. I'm about, you know, halfway there. And then traffic is stopped, and I see on the freeway sign that there has been an accident. So I knew that the only sensible thing to do was to get off the freeway and, you know, come find a relatively quiet spot to do the show from. So, you know, live from my car in somewhere in Bellevue, we're doing the show.
I would consider it like just a portable studio. So technically, yes. A professional like yourself, you're well in command of the situation. You know what you need to do. That's all.
Yeah. And the show must go on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really, really did not want to miss the show today. And, you know, I always love when I find people, you know, guests who are in the mainstream enough, but also on their spiritual path. And they have a way of integrating the two together. And that describes my guest today very well. His name is Jim Phillips. He is a highly respected business leader. He's a certified life and spiritual coach. He's an inspirational speaker. And for, about 3 decades, he's inspired many to come to a higher level of understanding and achievement through workshops, presentations throughout the U.S. and also in Europe. And, you know, his mission is to help people live richer, fuller, more rewarding lives. And he's also the author of The Key to Life, and the L-I-F-E is capitalized, Living in Full Expression. I'd like to welcome my guest today, Jim Phillips. Welcome to Christine Upchurch Show, Jim.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, and I'm safe inside somewhere, so I'm not sitting out in my car doing the show, but I appreciate the fact that you were able to do this.
Yeah, well, you never know, you know, what life is going to hand you. And so, you know, I think that at this stage of my life, I've learned to go with the flow. And I think that that's part of what you talk about in your book. But first of all, Jim, why did you decide to write this book?
I'm going to say that it wasn't really my decision. It was just that I was given information over a relatively long period of time. And I put it off for as long as I could, and then I could no longer put it off. It just was information that needed to come out. But a big part of that, too, is that what I've written about in The Key to Life are things that I personally have experienced. And what I found is that for me, and I think this is true perhaps for most authors, is that I needed to have the experiences if I were going to be able to share them with people in a way that they could relate, because that I'm coming from an experiential perspective as opposed to just being theory or concept. So I lived my life. I had a lot of experiences that I have utilized as an opportunity to really gain an understanding of who I am. And I think that's really our purpose for being here on this planet, is to gain an understanding of who we are, to realize who we are, quite frankly, and then to live in full expression of that which we are.
So what does it really mean to live in full expression?
It means to be as real as we possibly can in every moment. It's about dropping the facade that we have built around ourselves. And that facade is the image that we project based on who we believe we are, or who we would like people to think that we are or believe that we are. And then certainly it's the facade that has been built up over our lifetimes of who people have told who people have told us that we are. And we've bought into those stories and those images, if you will, of what other people have said. And none of it's true. So really living in full expression is about dropping the facade, living from our true essence, which to me is the divinity within us, and just living life fully and completely and openly, and not allowing anything to hold us back.
You know, Jim, one of the issues that I had to struggle with throughout my life, and I see other clients, is that the facade and the true self are tangled in knots. And sometimes it's very difficult for us to untangle and figure out which part's the facade and which part is our divine birthright. Mm-hmm. How does a person go about doing that?
I think it's all done through done through and with our soul, in conjunction with our soul. But I think it's we all know what truth is for us, and how we know what truth is that feeling we get inside. And it's you can call it a gut feeling, you can call it your intuition, you can call it whatever you want. But that's our inner guidance that will never lead us astray, never has led us astray. And all of us, I'm sure, have had a situation where we have had that inspiration or that little nudge from inside about something that we could do or should do, and we've ignored it. And we've made a different decision. And then all of a sudden, it goes full circle, and we realize, well, if I had followed that, then I would have had the experience that I was looking for.
Right.
So to discern truth is really to pay attention to what's happening on the inside and to trust it and to always take that guidance for what it is, which is truth for each one of us. And I know that it's difficult for people because we have so much noise outside of us, so many distractions,
right,
and so many people telling us what's right and what's wrong and what's real and what's not real, that we get wrapped up in that. But it's about really getting quiet and just understanding that the truth resides in each one of us. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you what truth feels like for you. I can't even tell you what it feels like for me, because it's a feeling and it's beyond description. But
right,
I think if all of us would just pay attention and just become a little bit more aware of that inner feeling we have, especially in the moment of decision, and recognize that we're being told what the truth is. We're being told which choice is the best and highest choice, not only for ourselves, but for everybody concerned.
Right. And, my example this morning of ignoring that sense of really wanting to stay at home and doing the show from home and, getting on the freeway and then getting stuck in horrific traffic because there's suddenly an accident that, didn't show up on my iPhone app, when I was getting ready to come down there. It's like, yes, I just felt like being at home and doing the show from home. And if I had honored that, it would have been a totally different experience for me this morning. But, you wouldn't have had this great example of what not to do.
Exactly, and I appreciate that. But that's a great example. It really is, because those messages are given to us for that purpose, and we override them. And that's where free will comes in. We can always override those soul guided inspirations that we're given, and regardless, we're going to live with the consequences, be they good or bad. It doesn't really matter, but the consequences are going to be whatever they are based on the choice that we made. But that is, that's a perfect example of how you were being guided to stay at home, to relax and just take your day as it unfolded while you were at home. And perhaps that was your traffic advisor inside of you telling you, hey, there's going to be an accident later on today. You might want to stay home.
Sure. So how do we honor our true self when we begin to tune in and listen to that inner voice, you know, listen to our interior realm that is guiding, you know, our divine path? How do we navigate in the real world?
Well, I find personally that when I pay attention to that inner guidance, I can navigate the real world much easier. I'm making better decisions. I'm moving in the direction, if I can use that as an example, I'm moving in the direction that my soul would have me move in, because that's going to take me to the experiences my soul would have me have during this lifetime. Mm-hmm. It's when we ignore those messages or that guidance, if you will, that we take wrong turns. And life presents what life presents. And even though we may not follow the guidance, life will present us an opportunity to live in full expression of who we are. And I want to use the example again of you being stuck in traffic. What you've been given the opportunity to do is, in the face of adversity, if you will, you've been given the opportunity to live in full expression, because you have basically stepped into what I call your magnificence. You've allowed who you are from your true being to still be fully expressed doing your radio show. You didn't allow it to change who you are. You haven't allowed it to affect how you're handling yourself during this radio show. Now, is it a little bit more challenging and difficult? Yeah, a little bit. But it also gives you that opportunity to expand the experience of yourself under somewhat adverse conditions.
Right.
So that's really, to me, what living in full expression is all about. It's about, regardless of what we find in front of us, whether we follow the guidance or not, it's about living as fully and completely as we can, allowing our true self to always be what's being expressed. And we'll find that life really unfolds a little bit more naturally for us, that we don't have perhaps as much stress and struggle. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have challenges, because we will have challenges, because that's part of being here, and that's what allows us to expand more into the expression of who we are.
And you mentioned stress and struggle. There's a quote in your book that I absolutely love. You say, "I believe the stress and suffering we experience in life is in response to our resistance to life." I just love that. We're going to have to go to a quick break, but more with Jim Phillips when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field field of paranormal studies, Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150, WBLQ, AM 1230, Cable Radio Network, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Jim Phillips, who's the author of The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. Now, Jim, you know, throughout your book, you are helping to guide people to find not only who they are, but how to live in full expression. What are some of the pertinent questions people need to ask themselves in order to not only find out who they are, but to figure out how to navigate their way to being in full expression?
Well, I think the most powerful questions, and they're ones that have been asked since mankind has been on the planet, and that is, why are we here?
Mm.
And when I ask that question of why are we here, it's actually a two-part question. The first part of it, why are we here, being, well, what's the purpose of life? What's the purpose of humanity being here to begin with?
Right.
Not what are we doing while we're here, but really what's the purpose behind our being here? And then the second part of that is, what is my purpose as Jim Phillips, or you as Christine Upchurch? What's your purpose for being here aside from the purpose of life itself? And I think that's the question, really, that most of us need to look at and answer and recognize that even though we might find that or think or believe that our life perhaps is not as important as somebody else's life who might be discovering a cure for a major disease or somebody who might be a major national leader of a country or a major leader of a corporation, we tend to compare ourselves to people that have achieved a certain level of success or what we would label as being success. And we feel, in some cases, that our life is not as relevant. And the way that I approach it is that we wouldn't be here. Each one of us would not be here if we weren't intended to be. And the fact that we are here means we're relevant. There would be no reason for somebody to be here if there wasn't some relevancy behind that. And so I think people really need to just look at, well, what is it that I can do as myself when I and let me just get back to the whole idea of living in full expression, and that is when I say that we're living from our truth, we're living from our essence, it's also living from the heart. And when we live from the heart, that's making decisions that are in the highest and best good for all, and knowing that within all is me. I'm part of that too. So whatever I'm wishing for, asking for, or intending for the highest and best for all, I'm also intending that for myself. And when I intend the highest and best for myself, that also includes the all, because we're all in this together, we're all one, and we all benefit from the actions and the thoughts and the beliefs that everyone else might have.
Right.
So I think those two questions are two of the most relevant ones that we can ask from the very beginning. I can give an answer to those questions, but I like people to really discern that themselves. I think it's something that's really important that people think. And I think that's one of the challenges that we have right now, is that there's so much information out there that it's real easy just to follow what we think the norm would be, or what society might suggest is what's true.
Sure.
But what's true for society, or what society accepts as true, probably isn't true for me as an individual, probably isn't true for you, probably isn't true for a lot of people. So one of the things we need to ask ourselves is, what is it that I believe is true, and is what I believe true? Really true. is it true for me? And then when you answer those questions, then it's a matter of recognizing and understanding that decisions that we make those against what we believe to be true in that moment.
And once we realize that
a lot of what we believe is true is not true, we realize how far from the truth we really are. And I don't put this out there for people so that they become afraid or concerned about where they are. It's about gaining awareness, really opening up to the fact that perhaps a lot of what they believe as true is not true. And starting from now and recognizing that whatever we accept is true, it's based on our experience of it or our really getting deep into it and discerning whether or not it's true for us.
Mm-hmm. And I think that we do believe certain things to be just truth, reality, however you want to put it, when in fact it's just a belief structure that we've been taught from a very young age to be true, when in fact it's not. So it's both empowering and a little disarming, I think, when we begin to face aspects of so-called reality that really aren't true. So how do you navigate when you're feeling like, okay, you've started to find your way to, you know, evaluating what's true, what's not. You're starting to discern what your own personal truth is. And then you start to realize, hey, you know, it's making people I'm relating to a little uncomfortable, or it's creating some friction in the family, or, you know, they're not as happy with me in my, you know, in my career situation because I'm speaking my truth. How do you deal with the sort of destabilization that can occur when we begin to view reality in a new way?
Well, recognize it's going to happen, and it already is happening, maybe not to the degree that it will happen once somebody really steps into their truth and starts living from that truth. But we have to recognize that my life, using myself as the example, my life is my life. My life isn't about other people. It's not about decisions I make to benefit other people. It's about me living my life as fully, as completely as I possibly can. Right. And a lot of people will say that's selfish. Well, the fact of the matter is, I am the only person I can make definitive decisions for. I can't decide for somebody else. Now, yes, when you have children, your children are young, you make decisions for them, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about once someone really is at the place where they can make their own decisions. It should be making their own decisions. But we're going to have people who disagree with us, but we have to understand that their disagreement or their discomfort is not with me and the choices I'm making. It's with them and where they are and what they believe. It's also people will see someone whose life is now unfolding much more naturally. Perhaps they have more prosperity in their life. Maybe just overall well-being has started to show up. And envy starts to appear because someone might be envious of somebody else because their life has taken a sudden turn for the good, if you will. Sure. And so people are going to have resentment because of that. But the fact of the matter is that person who was making those truthful decisions for themselves, what they're actually doing is serving as an example to everybody else around them of what's possible for them. It's not about one person saying, this is me and I have all these things and you don't. It's about me serving as a role model. And it's not done intentionally. We don't think about, okay, I'm a role model, but we do the things that we do in our lives. We make the choices we make for our own benefit, to improve our own life situation and circumstances. And, yes, we do it that would benefit our family. But as you mentioned, some of those decisions are going to affect people in different ways. It's going to agitate some people. It's going to frustrate some people. You're going to have people fall away. And by that I mean that your relationship won't be the same relationship that it was. And so it's just a normal part of our existence here on Earth in human form. But I think the awareness of it and the recognition of it, that as we continue to live more fully in self-expression, when we're aware of the fact that it could have that kind of effect on people, I think we approach our lives and the decisions we make, we're still going to make the decisions, but we're more conscious of how it might affect somebody else, how it might hurt them. We don't back off from our decision, because if we backed off from our decision, then we'd be living out of our truth, or as I put in the book, we'd be living conditionally. We'd be living based on the conditions other people place on us of what they think is right or what they think is true. And that is where the struggle and stress of life come in. We're ignoring what life is offering us individually as who we are.
And one of the things that I've experienced in my life is when I begin to be more centered in what I perceive to be my truth and live more in my full expression, it actually not only illuminates for myself those aspects of my life where I have been living in illusion, but it begins to show that illusion to others who have been relating to me, and then they have to face some of their illusions and therefore some of their truths. So, you know, even though it can be uncomfortable, it actually can have a positive ripple effect.
Absolutely. And that's what I meant by we serve as an example to other people of what's possible for them. It causes them to address what might not be the truth of themselves that they're expressing, but they innately know what their truth is. And that's why I say it's so important that we pay attention to the feelings that we have inside. One of the keys, I think, to living a life in full expression, or just living a life more fully, we don't even have to say that it's in full expression, although it will end up being that. The one thing that I tell people, whether they gain anything else from my book or from when I give presentations or workshops, if they come away with an expanded awareness, their life will be significantly different, and it will be significantly better. And what I mean by expanded awareness is, be aware of everything that's happening around you, and be aware of everything that's happening within you, and then be aware of the correlation between the two, because there is a direct correlation between the feelings we have, and typically the feelings we have within us are our feelings about ourselves, and those are going to be reflected in the outer world. So if your life is not unfolding the way that you want it to unfold, if you're not having the life experiences that you desire to have, check in. Check within yourself to determine what your feelings are, what your beliefs are, what your emotions are, and recognize that that's what's creating the stress and the turmoil and perhaps some of the fearful situations you might find yourself in. Mm-hmm. But recognize it's all part of the process. Don't beat yourself up. Allow it to happen. Be a part of the process consciously so that your life unfolds as you want it to, as opposed to unfolding by default, which is all too often what happens with people, because we just kind of go through our days without really thinking about decisions we're making or what we want to do or the kind of experience we want to have. We say, okay, well, this is what life gave me. Now I have to make a decision. Instead of making a decision, this is what I want life to give me, and then it shows up, and we can respond that way.
So, Jim, we're going to have to go to another quick break, but when we return, you know, I'm going to want you to talk about some examples, and also, you know, your website is prosperitybydesign.com. You're a successful businessman. I'm going to want you to explain to people how living in full expression can actually help increase their prosperity when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
And Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Jim Phillips. He is the author of The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. Now, Jim, you know, your website is prosperitybydesign.com. You know, you're a successful businessman, you're a real estate broker, and yet you're looking at not only the psychological, but also the spiritual aspects of bringing the divine into your life and into this physical reality. How do we take what, you know, we view as spiritual aspects of ourselves and turn them into, you know, abundance?
Well, I think the first thing to do is recognize that that spiritual aspect of us is us, and that we need to give that space to breathe and to live and to express. When I look at it from a business perspective, and when you introduced me, you said that I was a spiritual coach, which I am. However, I do business coaching as well. Uh-huh. And what I tell the people that I coach on a business level is that we can talk about the business, we can talk about the things they want to accomplish with the business, but it still boils down to each individual that's a part of the business, and especially if they are the leader of the business, that's going to be, if you will, the soul of the company. So we have to get real with that. The person that's running the company has to understand that how people perceive them, decisions they make, the way they speak to people, the way they interact with people, is really going to be reflected in the way that the business is run. So right. If they can drop the facade, like we talked about earlier, their business is going to change. The dynamics of their business or their company is going to change and reflect their truth of who they are. And the truth of who they are is about honesty and integrity and love and respect and honor and all these things that mm-hmm. are these attributes that all of us would love to say absolutely is true about us, and they are absolutely true about us, but we don't allow it to be. So that's a big part of this living in full expression. So if the person that's running the company allows their truth, their true self, to be what's seen and what's experienced, again, it's gonna filter down into the rest of the company. But think about this. Who are the people you like to do business with? And that's one of the questions that I would ask a leader of a company, or even if it's a person who works for a company. I'm going to ask them, what kind of people do you like to do business with?
We invariably will say, I like high integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. High integrity, honesty, people that I like, you know, people that are likable, people that have good energy, they're passionate. Well, if someone allows that to come through them, more people are going to want to do business with them. Mm-hmm. And it is that simple.
Well, Jim,
it really is.
And
the other part of it is, and this seems to be one of the more difficult challenges for business and for individuals, but for business, and that is not to look at everything as a competition. We get too wrapped up in, we have to beat this company. or I have to beat this salesperson, I have to do this or I have to do that. And that brings too much of that, I don't want to say it's negative energy, but it's not the same kind of energy as if you were really just trying to be who you are. Because if you are who you are, all the business you can handle is going to come to you. And the same would hold true for a company. It's not about trying to...
Being your best as opposed to being better than somebody else.
Right, because it's not about how I am in relation to anybody else. It's how I am in relation to who I truly am.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jim, what you're talking about, living in full expression, being, you know, a person of, you know, expressing who we truly are, isn't there an aspect of vulnerability that comes into play? And how do you allow yourself to be vulnerable in business settings?
I look at vulnerability as being one of the greatest strengths we can have, because when someone is being vulnerable, again, we've dropped the facade. We're real. We interact with people from the heart. And will people take advantage of it? Yep, they will. But that's them. That's truly their issue. And I know sometimes that's hard to accept when you're in the midst of it, but it is. It's their issue. And as long as I know that I'm being who I know myself to be in the moment, that I'm going to have the outcome that's in the highest and best for all concerned, which includes me. So that vulnerability is not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. It to me, it's being receptive and being more in the moment and just allowing whatever the transaction may be. It could just be a conversation. It could be a business transaction. It could be any number of things. But it's about really just being in that moment, and I guess the whole idea of vulnerability to me is an openness, and that's, as I was just saying that word, that's what I saw. I saw this uh-huh. vision of this opening, and it was more an invitation. So I see this opening. It's an invitation allowing that other person in,
right.
And when we do that, we're going to have a much greater connection with them. And when that connection is there, you're going to have a much better chance of accomplishing whatever it is that those two people or those two companies are trying to accomplish. And when you do that, you're going to have the prosperity that follows that, that's a part of that. It can't be about making the money. It's about creating the relationships, creating the situation and circumstances that would allow for the prosperity to come in. And that's going to be done through being true to ourselves.
You know, Jim, there are also a lot of people out there who have this notion of spirituality being in conflict with prosperity. What's your perspective on that?
That is what I've been dealing with for a long time, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what I have come to realize is that the work that I do, and we can call it spiritual work, when I'm coaching and I'm helping somebody with life situations and issues, when I'm helping them uncover who they truly are, you know, one side of me is, well, this is just a gift or something that I was given that I can benefit other people. But the fact of the matter is, if I don't value what I'm giving other people enough, why should they value it? And yeah, there's some people who expect me to do things for them free. But the fact of the matter is what I would do or is what you do from a healing perspective, any different from somebody who paints a painting and a masterpiece and puts it up for sale for $50,000?
Uh-huh.
Is it any different than what an attorney does when an attorney puts together a contract and does all these things just to benefit whomever it is they're representing? And there isn't any difference. What we have to understand is, number one, that prosperity, and this is a definition that I have on my website, it's not about the accumulation of wealth. Prosperity is about embracing as fully and completely all of the goodness that life has to offer. So prosperity contains within it financial prosperity, and that's what we need to open ourselves to. So it's just recognizing that, I guess, if you want to use a more spiritual, esoteric term, money is nothing more than an exchange of energy.
Uh-huh.
Somebody is giving me money, which is the form of energy, something for what I have done for them, which is my energy, and so that's all it is, really. We tend to label it as something more than what it is. It's an exchange for that energy. So what I would just tell people is just recognize that there is value in everything every one of us does. Be open and receptive to the prosperity that comes your way as a result of you being who you are, and recognize that you're also, in doing that, again, serving as an example to everybody else of what's possible for them.
So, Jim, do you find that when people get into this prosperity inner conflict, that there are worthiness issues that come up for people?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually part of the facade that they need to drop. That's this belief that they're not worthy, or they're not good enough, or they don't have the skills, or why would somebody pay me for this? I went through it when I wrote the book, and it's a very humbling experience, because the whole time I was writing, I was thinking to myself, okay, well, why am I writing this? What's the benefit going to be? Why would somebody pay for what I have to say? Who do I think I am to put a book out in the world that's like this? So it is. It's something that all of us deal with, but I think if we can place the awareness on the fact that it's nothing more than a limiting belief, there is no truth behind it. There absolutely is no truth. That's one of those grand illusions that the vast majority of us are born with, and we come here and we live it out, and it's put in our face every day, but it's not put in our face to hold us back. It's put in our face to allow us to move through it and recognize it as the illusion that it is. Mm-hmm. So anytime it shows up for me, I just say, okay, there you are again. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I go on my way. I recognize that it's only there to help me really step more into my magnificence and know that there's much more that I can do, that it's not going to hold me back. So I have learned to value who I am, who I truly am, and what I have to offer. And if somebody doesn't resonate with what I say, I can't help that. All I can do is put out into the world my unique expression of the work that I do, the unique expression that is me. People either accept it or they reject it. I can't be responsible for how they respond to it. I can only be responsible for how I am in this world. And so that's a big part of the prosperity picture.
So the worthiness has nothing to do with other people's judgment of you or it's really all about the self-judgment.
Well, think about it from this perspective. If you tell me that you don't think what I have written, let's say you said my book was terrible, mm-hmm. and let's suppose that I accepted that and I decided not to write anymore. Well, what I've just done is allowed you to have more power over my life than I exercise over my own life. I have now valued your opinion of me and the work that I do more than I value my opinion of me and the work that I do.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's opinion is more important than my own.
Sure.
Because I'm the one that's making the decisions. I'm the only one that can affect my life in that way based on the decisions that I make. Now, on the other hand, you could say my book is the best book that you have ever written.
Mm-hmm.
And I could accept that and do things based on the fact that you said it was the best book. But that would be wrong. I can accept what you have said about my book being the best book you've ever read. However, my continuing on with my work is not based on the fact that you said that. It's based on the fact that I know it and that I believe it.
So more with Jim Phillips when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author of The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression, Jim Phillips. Now, Jim, I know that throughout your book you've got some inspirational quotes. What's one of your favorite quotes that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, the one that actually helped me write the book because of what I just mentioned a few minutes ago with the limiting beliefs that I had constantly showing up about whether or not what I had to say was worthy or beneficial. And this is a quote that I think if people would really take to heart, they'll find their opportunity to truly live in full expression of who they are in every day and every moment. And the quote is, "We would not be inspired to do something if it was not intended to be. And if it is intended to be, all for it to be is provided." And what that means just briefly is that when you get that inspiration, that inner urge, that nudge to do something, do it, because that's your soul saying, this is the experience we're here to have. And when you acknowledge it, that's when you find all of the things that you need for that inspiration to come into fruition is going to be provided. I also talked about awareness a little bit, and that's where awareness comes in. Once you have that inspiration, once you acknowledge it, you honor it, you allow it to start to unfold, pay attention to everything that's happening around you, because you're going to be really, really surprised by all of the things that are showing up that are there for you to have this inspiration come to fruition. And take those steps. Even if you don't know what it is you should do, just pay attention. The steps will show up. All that you need will show up.
So I know that this is true within the context of, you know, our work, like big decisions, but how do we honor this approach within our daily lives?
I think it's just really just a matter of recognizing it, because we're going to get those nudges and urges, if you will, that perhaps are not those momentous ones that could be a big project or could be something that we feel that we're here to do, our life's purpose, if you will. Honoring those ones that perhaps are not as momentous as that are basically our way of telling our soul that we're paying attention. And I think that the more that we do that, the more that we're going to trust that grand intention when it comes. And then that gives us the courage and the freedom and the allowing of that grand intention to take place. And that's really where full expression comes in. That's the grandest expression we have, is that soul-based intention that we get. And you may have it come one time, and you may ignore it, and you're going to have it come back again. And just like when you asked me about writing the book, I knew that the intention was for me to write the book, and I ignored it. And then finally I got slapped upside the head, and it was, you're going to write this book now. and I couldn't hold it in anymore. So I had to honor that inspiration that I was given, and I'm glad I did. I love what the book has to say, and I love the way it makes me feel when I read it.
Right. And I love this notion of basically having the awareness and honoring that expression of who we are on a moment-to-moment basis, so that we can not only exercise that muscle, so to speak, but also begin to open further and further to, you know, the grander expression, as you put it. And
right.
I think that sometimes we get caught up in the big stuff, the big intentions, and we get off track in that moment-to-moment basis within our lives.
Yeah, we do. And that's just part of life. And that's another thing that I had a little bit of struggle with. And this is going to sound funny, but I have a struggle being human. I've always felt like because I am doing the work that I'm doing, that I'm helping uh-huh. people with their spiritual lives, that there was a certain way that I was supposed to live. And that uh-huh. when I found myself doing things or thinking things or saying things that were not what I would consider to be spiritual, that uh-huh. somehow I was failing in that expression of myself. But then I was given some really important guidance one day, and that was quit trying to be the perfect human and just be perfectly human. And I thought that was brilliant guidance. And that's what it's about.
Right.
It's not about one versus the other. It's about the integration of our human spirit with our divine spirit and allowing yeah. that to be expressed as fully and completely as possible.
And, of course, who says that, you know, our human expression from our physicality to our emotions somehow isn't spiritual? I mean, it's all a matter of, a form of energy. And we seem to spend so much time focusing on that subtle energy that we can't see, we're trying to figure out how to interpret, and yet we've got, you know, this denser energy that's also giving us really important information.
Right. I absolutely agree with that. Well, that's the duality of it. We have to have that denser energy so that we can recognize the lighter energy, if you will, or the more mm-hmm. beneficial energy. We wouldn't know what it was if we didn't have the experience of the other side. So
right.
that gives us that opportunity to know when we're off track, if I can use that as an example, because I don't think we're ever off track. It's just another experience.
Okay,
but it's when we know that we're not fully in alignment with who we truly are. But we create those experiences for that purpose. We do it so that we can measure ourselves against that part of ourselves, the shadow side, if you will,
right.
so that we know when we're living in full
expression
more from the heart.
But give me an example of when we think we're off track, but it's really just illuminating more of who we are.
Well, I think an example could be really just looking at if there's something that you want to accomplish. Let's say you wake up in the morning, you've been given, you had this great inspiration. You woke up and you were just excited about this idea that came to you, and you knew it was the greatest thing that you were going to accomplish. And
uh-huh.
you were excited about it and enthusiastic about it. You had all these different thoughts and ideas and ways about how you were going to express it. But then, unfortunately, by lunchtime, you talked yourself out of it.
Uh-huh.
And so you no longer have the excitement because you've now gone into that area of yourself that says, I'm not good enough, I'm not valuable enough, this is stupid, what will other people say?
Right.
And I think that we need to just understand that those self-limiting beliefs and those ideas and thoughts that we have are not there to hold us back. They're there to actually help us expand more into what I like to call our magnificence. It's not about shrinking back. That's a catalyst, if you will. They're catalysts to help us expand more into the experience and expression of ourselves, which, in my opinion, is the real reason why we're here. It's always to have the grandest experience and expression of self as possible. And we expand every time we have an experience, whether it would be something we label good or bad. It's all mm-hmm. about expanding that experience of ourself.
Mm-hmm. So even the doubt and the self-sabotage, that's illuminating for us the aspects of our true selves and our true desires. So it's that even in this situation, the duality can benefit us in opening more to full expression.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So, Jim, can you share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. As you mentioned, my website is www.prosperitybydesign.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of information on there. I've got coaching programs. I've got a lot of information that they can tap into. So a little bit more about who I am and what I'm about. They can also email me at jim@prosperitybydesign.com, and I answer all my own emails. So if they email me, they'll get a response back from me. They can also buy my book online at the website, or they can buy it on Amazon. And if they go to my website and buy it, as long as they're living in the United States, I will personally sign a copy to them. I can't do it outside the United States, because what I have found is that the cost of shipping is prohibitive for me to send it myself, whereas through Amazon they have distribution centers all over the world, and they can do it a lot less expensively.
And, of course, the book is called The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. Jim, thanks so much for joining us here today on the Christine Upchurch Show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.